Party people, my people. Welcome back to the Flizzy Show. Or if this is your first time listening, welcome to the Flizzy Show. I am your host, Sir Flizzarelli the Don. And my goal in life is to leave this planet a little bit better than I found it. Today, I want to talk to you about opinions and judgments and how you shouldn't give a fuck about either one. I had a really disturbing conversation with a young lady who was talking about, well, I'll come back. Well, I'm going to take a little break and I'm going to come back and I'm going to get into that, because it made me sad that this young lady was so caught up into what other people were thinking, or what she thought other people were thinking, that she's just miserable. So, y'all hold tight and play a little selection by the choir, and I'll come back and I'll get into this. Alright? Hold up.
My man Flizzy, aka your mama's man crush Monday. My dude, I'm so happy that I scrolled upon your call in on someone else's station, man, because your podcast, I'm digging it. Man, you got that pozzazz. You know what I'm saying? That's like that po with that zazz, that pozzazz. You be getting it in all day, every day. I love the way that you slay. Man, I look forward to exploring some more of your episodes and checking you out. So keep on coming with the good stuff. And I'm happy to know and hear that you quit cigarettes a year ago. Man, that takes a lot. And you did it. That's huge. My man came over the addiction that's worse than heroin. You know what I'm saying? That shit's out of control, man. But I hope you're having a beautiful day. Nice little Thursday. You already know what it is. Just had to call in and show some love, baby. Bang, bang.
So long story short, I have a friend, this young lady, who's really about 60 years old. You wouldn't be able to tell to look at her. Anyway, long story short, younger man, who's about 40, invited her out for drinks. Not a date, just somebody she knew from back in the day who was in town. Was like, meet me at this restaurant, let's have some drinks and catch up. She went, had the time of her life. She had a really good time. And the next day she's talking to me and she's like, people saw us together and they're gonna think I'm a cougar and I'm going out with younger men. And two things ran through my mind. The first thing was, if you had a good time, why are you ruining it by worrying about what somebody who happened to be at the restaurant might think? And two, don't nobody give a fuck about who you date for real. You know, people talk and people have opinions and people will judge you. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. And that's what got me. I mean, she was really, really afraid about people thinking she was going after younger men and thinking she's a cougar. And in my mind, I'm like, the average woman, especially the average 60-year-old woman, if she's not like super conservative or just a hating ass bitty, it's gonna be like, go for it, girl, get you that young man, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, digress. It really got me thinking about my topic for today. Don't let someone else's opinion or what you think someone else's opinion might be hinder you from doing something that's gonna make you happy. Now, don't get me wrong, I am a firm believer in protecting your reputation. If you have a reputation for being a certain type of way and you want to maintain that for business purposes or for whatever reason, by all means, you must protect your reputation. But aside from that, you spend your life worrying about what somebody else think, especially somebody that ain't paying your bills or putting food on your table or signing your checks. You go back a couple episodes, I got a little poem about that. But you spend your life worrying about what other people think, your whole life will be directed by those people. You will never be happy. You will always be miserable. You'll always be looking over your shoulder. You'll always be worried about what this person's going to say or what that person's going to say. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not in your best interest to live your life according to what somebody who doesn't really know you thinks. Just simple thought of it kind of aggravates me. And, you know, I didn't want to drag this out too long. So I'm just going to take a little break and I'll be back and I'll get into this a little bit more. All right? Hold tight.
Oh, hey, Flizzy and Tipsy. I'm just tuning in to this segment on your show. And I definitely agree with that point. I'm Alana G. I'm on Alana G Spits It Out on Anchor FM. And I'm tuning into your show. And I really agree with those points that everybody's scared to step outside of the box because everybody's scared of the world's perception of them. That's a lot of the things that I've dealt with, and I'm 30 years old now, venturing out on my own to my own business aspect. And I sometimes think that family might play a large role. And you know what? Hit me up. I would love to be a guest on your segment, or you be a guest on my segment. Cause I'm listening. I'm like, yeah, that's how I feel too. That's how I feel too. So hit me up. I'm going to keep listening, enjoying your show a lot. Thank you.
Some people live their entire lives trying to live up some fool's expectation, only to find out that that person that you were trying to live up to is talking shit about you and really don't give a fuck about you anyway. And at the end of the day, they're not going to do anything for you. You put your whole life on hold because you're worried about what auntie going to say to grandma at the family reunion, or what your coworkers are going to be whispering about in the break room tomorrow. All because you had the nerve to step out and try something that they were scared to try, or they don't feel is possible because they can't do it. And you're going to get a lot of that. When somebody doesn't feel like they can do something, they don't want to see you do it, because that's going to make them feel small. Never, ever, 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 ever dim your shine because the motherfuckers around you forgot their sunglasses. That was deep, right? But real shit. You can take advice, constructive criticism, because a lot of these people really do have your best interests at heart. You know, but for the most part, it's really just what I would do if I was you. You come to me, ask for advice. The only thing I can tell you is what I would do in that situation. Now, my advice may be good. It usually is. You ask my friends, I'm pretty good at giving advice. But I'm not 100%. I've given bad advice. I don't know when, but I'm pretty sure it's happened. You know, I've also made bad decisions based on the opinions of people around me. So I know for a fact that a lot of times you just got to block everybody out and go with your gut. Your gut may go against the flow. Your gut may go against everything that makes sense. But if you think about it, think about every time you followed your gut and how many of those times your gut was wrong. I bet you out of 10 times, 9 of them, your gut was right. That's a part of your spirit that's in touch with the infinite mind of the universe, the mind that knows everything. It could be coming from your ancestors. It could be coming from someone that was close to you that passed recently. It could be it's the information age. You can literally pull information out of thin air. Novocaine said that one time, a long time ago, and it really just now makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, go with your gut. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know if what I just said made any sense, but it made sense to me. Go with your gut. Ignore naysayers, because all they are telling you is what they would do or what they can't do. When somebody's telling you you can't do something, all they're really telling you is they can't do it and they don't see how you can. And that's the realest thing I done said this whole episode. So I'm gonna go ahead and stop right there. All right? So y'all be cool. Don't worry about what people say. Because people going to talk about you, even if you do everything right, people going to talk about you about being too perfect. You know what I'm saying? There are people on this world that all they have is complaints. If they had nothing to complain about, they would complain about that. Well, shit, everything's so fucking perfect. I ain't got nothing to complain about. This is aggravating. And as weird as that sounds, I know people like that. All right. So, if you take anything from this episode, go with your gut. I promise you, even if your gut is going against your mama, your grandmama, your uncle, your best friend, your boss, your coworkers, and everybody else, only you know what's best for you. So act accordingly, people. All right? Deuces.